Welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast, where you will get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside of legal nurse consulting. They will share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with 30 years experience. So, join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's Pat.
This is 389, Five Steps to Improved Productivity. Productivity and efficiency are the popular buzzwords. No matter how hard you try, you simply cannot do everything yourself when it comes to running your LNC business. Investing in your business not only decreases stress, but it makes your business run more smoothly and therefore increasing profits. I'm Pat Iyer, the host of Legal Nurse Podcast. In this show, I'll share tips that will improve your productivity and efficiency. Do you work in organized chaos? You know, having piles of paper on your desk or in your office space, that to the naked eye looks pretty messy, yet you know where everything is located, or you think you do. Even if your office and desk are neat, can you say the same thing about your computer files? Or does it take you a good 15 minutes to find one file because it's not properly labeled? Clutter leads to distraction, which leads to poor productivity. Believers of feng shui say that clutter disturbs the positive energy in the room or the house, thereby complicating your life and disturbing the interior view of your home. That steals precious time from you and your family. It drains your vital energy. No wonder it's difficult to work in clutter. Even if you don't believe in feng shui, you know that spending time looking for things cuts into your productivity and makes it harder to gather your concentration as you work on cases. Next, I will share a five-step process for tackling the drains of your productivity and efficiency. Step one, take a fresh look at what you're doing. Are you stuck in the dark ages doing things just because you've always done it that way? Analyze your business during the last year. How did your marketing turn out? Were the results better or worse than you expected? Are there any new software programs or apps that will make your work more efficient? Are you still keeping your books in a handwritten ledger? Or are you ready to convert to a computer software program? Delegate tasks. Find a new software. Plan out your new marketing campaigns. These are all things you can start doing today, not to spend money unnecessarily, but to breathe some excitement into your business. Step two, create an actual plan. Use a project management program. I use a free tool called Asana that you can use on asana.com. That's ASANA.com. Or use an old-fashioned paper planner, but put your projects onto a calendar and work towards achieving those goals. Without a plan, your actions are meaningless. You might decide to work on something unrelated to your goals, or you might delay your own deadlines to put client business ahead of your own work. A business plan is your blueprint to reaching your goals, no matter how lofty they may seem. Seeing this plan daily will give you something to focus on, therefore increasing your daily productivity. These are just some of the tips about how to handle your legal nurse consulting business. I have a lot more in my book, How to Manage Your Legal Nurse Consulting Business, Top Tips for Success. You've gotten your legal nurse consulting business started, you've gotten clients, and you want to sustain your success. Business development and client management are intertwined. Both are necessary for a stable business. In this book, I tackle how to control your money and your goals to subdue the twin evils of perfectionism and procrastination, and to get more done through outsourcing. You can reach a stressed out state as a business owner. I share tips for managing your stress and health. Are you ready to hire an employee? I added a chapter on the process of interviewing and hiring. The second part of the book shares tools and techniques for deepening your relationship with your clients. You will discover how to win over and retain the clients you want, and recognize those who are too much trouble. Mastering negotiation, business communication, and conflict are essential. I show you how. This is the book to use to build a stable foundation for your business. Get your copy at lnc.tips/creating series. That's all one word, creating series. That link again is lnc.tips/creating series. Use listened in the coupon code box to get a 25% discount on the book. Step 3 is identify the clutter and find a place for everything. Do you still have a toolbox in your office from 3 months ago when you were hanging new curtains? Move it to your garage or basement. If you don't need it for work, it doesn't belong in your office. Do you still have documents on your hard drive that you haven't read in 10 years? Delete those files, or at the very least, move them to an external hard drive so you can review them later. If you're having a difficult time letting them go because, you know, they might be helpful in the future, then delete all the files earlier than a certain date or in a certain folder. Step 4, learn to love automation and outsourcing. Do you get lost in Facebook or Pinterest even if you promised yourself only 15 minutes a day? Use a social media scheduler. I use a site that sends out my blog posts at predetermined intervals for an entire year. Learn about it at this link, lnc.tips/scheduling. That link is lnc.tips/scheduling. The other site I use lets me schedule my social media updates well in advance. The site uses its knowledge of the best times to post. This is a perfect tool for a virtual assistant to use. This is the link for that site, lnc.tips/missing. That link is lnc.tips/missing. Does your email inbox have 100 plus messages from people who all want answers now? Hire a virtual assistant to manage your inbox, thereby taking over that time-consuming clutter so you can focus on creating your passive income and working with your clients. Rather than being saddled with monotonous tasks and expensive software that they may have to learn, many smart business owners are accepting their limitations and finding expert service providers to take over these tasks. What takes one expert an hour to do could easily take a non-savvy business owner 5 hours to complete. Is that really a good use of your time? Start off by asking your business associates for referrals and conduct regular interviews as though you were hiring an employee. Just because they're a virtual service provider doesn't mean you shouldn't have the same high standards you would expect from an employee. And here's the last step, step 5. Use checklists for repeat business tasks. Do you forget each month the different fonts or colors you use in formatting your blog posts? Write the whole process down in a file and keep it handy on your computer. Hand it off to a virtual assistant or, at the very least, use the checklist yourself and save yourself from reinventing the wheel or forgetting a step of the process. Get your copy of How to Manage Your LNC Business at lnc.tips/creating series. Use listened in the coupon code box to get a 25% discount on the book.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Join our community to get notified of each new episode and to receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. We appreciate you and your interest.